At a Jewish Passover feast, the eldest child asked their father the question, "Why is this night different from all the rest?" The father will then tell the story of the original Passover and how God freed the Hebrews from the slavery of Pharaoh, just as we heard in our first reading this evening. It was in the course of the Passover, as Jesus and his disciples remembered their history and what God had done for the Israelites, we're now experiencing something new. Something new not only for them, but something new that would change the face of the world forever. When we gather at Thanksgiving or on the 4th of July, we remember these days as historic events. But when it comes to the Jewish people, when they have this remembrance of their Passover, it's not like as we would remember the pilgrims ate turkey or John Hancock signed the Declaration of Independence. For the Jewish people to celebrate Passover, in that remembrance, they are living in actuality that event with Moses and the Israelites so many centuries ago. They remember living in that event on that first sacred night. So on the first Holy Thursday, for the apostles to hear Jesus say over the bread, "This is my body," and over the chalice, "This is my blood, do this in remembrance of me," they were now given a new way of thinking about the Eucharist, about Christ's presence, that from then on, when they ate this bread and drank that cup, they were proclaiming the death, they were living out those sacred moments as they had done now and forever. On that most sacred night, Jesus established not only the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, but he also instituted the sacrament of holy orders. Each time we gather at Mass with the Lord's priest, who acts in the person of Christ, in persona Christi, the priest using the words and actions of Christ himself, we are constantly celebrating, we are living, we are remembering in a very real, tangible way, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. Every time we gather at Mass, we are in that upper room, on Calvary, and at the empty tomb, not remembering it as a past event, but we are living and celebrating and rejoicing in those sacred days every time we come to the Eucharist. The power of Christ's cross and resurrection transcends time, going back to Adam and Eve, all the way up until the day the Lord comes back again in glory. We live in that mystery each time we gather for Eucharist. What a tremendous gift we have, and what a tremendous moment we are in at this very moment in this church, around this altar, in these sacred days. The true presence, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Mary, what looks and smells and tastes like bread and wine, Jesus gives to you and I. He told us, I am with you always until the end of time. And through the Eucharist, he keeps that promise that he is never leaving us alone in this world, that as long as we have the Blessed Sacrament, we have Christ. And you and I participate and live that. We are living in that tremendous gift. Jesus reminds the 12 that being associated with him is not something that they are excluded from being around others, set apart, excluding from being around everyone, but that they have to be in the midst of his people. It is in his example of washing feet that as he loved them and took the role of the servant, they are to do the same for others. They are to live out that memory of Jesus' ministry of service. And we remember that, first us priests who are called to be servants, and then all of God's disciples. I can't tell you what this night means to me in enough words. The tremendous gift that God has left to us through his Son, through his passion, death, and resurrection. The gift of his presence in the Eucharist. That presence I received in this very church at that very altar, April 30th, 1972. And every time I receive the Eucharist since then, that has established and confirmed and nourished my relationship with Christ. And then for the past 26 years of being his servant and priest, serving his people in a variety of different parishes and ministries, it is breathtaking to think that God would allow me to be his priest and to receive him in the Holy Eucharist. I think on a night like this, and over these sacred days, it calls us to remember what tremendous love God has for each one of us, and how we are participating and living and sharing and rejoicing in that great life. We have begun these great days of faith. And why is this night so different from all the other nights? Because our Lord Jesus loves us even to the point of death, that he sacrificed his own life so that you and I could have our lives. He gives himself as food and drink to nourish us, gives us the priesthood to be our spiritual guides, and calls us to put our faith and love for the Lord into action as we serve one another. That is why this night is different from all the rest. That is why this night means so much more than all the others.